Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 3rd of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Numbers 120 to 134. Of course, those sermons can't cover everything, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And we're looking today at Psalm 124, verses 2 to 5. We'll begin reading, though, in verse 1. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, when their anger flared against us, they would have swallowed us alive. The flood would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept over us, the raging waters would have swept us away. Gosh, don't we feel like that? This psalm is all about God being with us and God being for us, but it doesn't always feel like it. David wrote the psalm, and perhaps he's referring back to his memories of what happened just after Saul, the king, died when the Philistines killed him and Jonathan, his son, and David was left alone, and indeed he was crowned king of Israel. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 and following record the battle between the Philistines and David. The Philistines had thought they had seen the last of the nation of Israel after their defeat of Saul, and it must have looked like that to David too. David had no guarantee of survival. He must have felt very vulnerable. Don't we often feel vulnerable in this world today? And yet God was with him. He's remembering that, I think, here. He's remembering that the Lord, if the Lord had not been with them when they were attacked by the Philistines, they would have been in deep trouble. How are we attacked today? Well, it talks here in verse 3 about their anger flared against us. How do you handle anger? How do you feel when someone's anger flares against you? It is one thing to endure the anger of another person when it's kept below the surface. Perhaps you know it's there, but it's simmering there below. But it's quite another to be confronted with another's rage when it flares up in our faces. How do we handle that? We have a work colleague whose anger flares against us, a member of our family, a friend, a stranger, someone persecuting us. How do we handle it when it flares up? Well, he says here, their anger flared up against us, but he said the Lord was with us. And we'll look more at that in verses 6 and 7 tomorrow. The temptation when the anger flares against us is to react or to run. But with God, we can stand firm. We're safe. We can be secure knowing that he will vindicate us, whether in the short term or the long term. He mentions the floods here that sweep us away. Peterson, in his book, Along Obedience in the Same Direction, gives a good description of the floods that happen in that area. In the Middle East, water courses that have eroded the countryside are all interconnected by an intricate gravitational system. A sudden storm fills these little gullies with water, they feed into one another, and in a very few minutes a torrential flash flood is produced. During the rainy season, such unannounced catastrophes pose great danger for persons who live in these desert areas. There is no escaping. One minute, you are well and happy and making plans for the future. The next minute, the entire world is disarranged by a catastrophe. That happens in our lives sometimes. We hear unexpected bad news about health, or our job, or about friendship. And we are tempted to feel flooded, tempted to feel engulfed and potentially swept away from our faith. And yet, with God, that doesn't need to happen. God sweeps the wicked away. We know that. We even see that in 2 Samuel chapter 5. We talked about earlier, David said, as waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me. We can be confident that God will take care of us. The point is, we are still here. We have not yet been swallowed or drowned. God protected us from harm beyond what we could bear, similar to the 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. That's about sin and temptation. But also, what did Jesus do when he felt overwhelmed? Matthew 26, verse 38. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. What did Jesus do? He took his friends with him. He went to a special place of prayer and he prayed for hours, seeking the comfort and the strength of God to be reminded that God was with us. We do have people flare in their anger against us. We do feel overwhelmed, engulfed, and potentially swept away at times. And yet, God is still with us. We're still here. Tomorrow we'll look at verses 6 and 7. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.